When engaging in conversation with others, and I'm referring in this session specific to a professional-to-customer relationship, although you may apply this segment to situations in your social conversations, you will want to be mindful of the key methods that will surely set the conversation on the right course to effective productivity. You may or may not be surprised by a widely published report from Forrester Research Firm recently. The 3-year study indicated that nearly 85% of people working in a call handling or customer interaction capacity either felt a lack of confidence or felt unsure or unprepared when conversing with customers. Several other studies from multiple research firms that I don't have time in this brief session to share with you also reveals alarming statistics that many of us as consumers would probably agree with. The reports share repeatedly the outrageous frustration felt by consumers when interacting with a company representative. Clearly, the root of the matter resides with the education, or lack thereof, given to the representative. My 30 years of experience working and consulting with hundreds of companies demonstrates to me that an overwhelming number of companies have little idea how to manage their training. I'm surprised by how many companies ignore training completely, let alone put together an effective curriculum. Of those companies that incorporate training, just about all that I've been exposed to have it wrong. Companies will spend 95% of their resources teaching product knowledge, systems, and processes, with the remaining 5% allotted to skills. It is little wonder that the conversation piece, the most important piece in my opinion, is the most neglected. I will share a few simple truths that will catapult your experience and the person you interact with to amazing heights. First, understand the ultimate objectives. For you, it is to attain and demonstrate confidence. Confidence in your ability to handle any conversation. The objective for the person you're interacting with is to have a positive experience. Second, lose all misconceptions that the customer is always right, or that your conversation with the customer is a contest, and that someone must win and someone has to lose. A customer is not necessarily looking to be right or even to receive great customer service. What a customer wants is to be understood. More importantly, to be understood by an authority. Your duty as the professional is to be the authority on your company's products, processes, and policies, so far as you can resolve a customer's needs and protect the company you represent. More on that in another lesson. Third, fly without a script. A script has no place in a compelling conversation. Now, I'm not discouraging a power statement or legal disclosures. However, a script that dictates all your communication will cause, in reality, more problems for you than it will solve. Now, that is all I'm going to say about that for now. I could speak for hours on this subject. Fourth, the foremost evaluation another person will make that sets the stage for the impression you're making will be how clear your opening statement is. Furthermore, how clear you speak and the choice of words that you use throughout the conversation. I advise my clients to avoid in-house or industry jargon when talking to a customer. Also, be very mindful of slang words that ought not be used in a professional conversation with a customer. Fifth, a very, very important principle that is regularly missed by almost everyone and is the most fundamental psychological element wired in all of us and has most to do with the conversation being compelling. In our evaluation of experiences, we will move towards the things we believe will be pleasurable and away from things we believe will be painful. It is very important to recognize when someone is moving towards you or away from you. This simple and yet powerful element of a conversation is the very core of why conversations will be productive and why a conversation fails. Accepting that all people will desire to have experiences and conversations we believe will benefit us and advance us is very key. If you want another person to buy into your ideas and accept your offering, you will first need to fulfill their needs. To the degree you fulfill other person's needs, they will fulfill your needs. Conversing clearly, confidently, and with authority will create a positive experience for everyone. I think of a true story that occurred not too long ago between a customer and a customer service representative. A customer called into the call center and asked for the telephone number to Jack. The customer service representative replied, "I'm sorry, sir, I don't understand who you're talking about." The customer responded, "On page 1, section 5 of the user guide, it clearly states that I need to unplug the fax machine from the AC wall socket and telephone Jack before cleaning. Now, will you please give me the number to Jack?" The representative answered, "I think it means the telephone plug on the wall. I want to make the point that it is a wonderful responsibility to serve in a capacity where we get to interact with customers. We get the opportunity to educate and converse with people from all different types of backgrounds, and we have the power and control to turn that into a positive experience. With this information I have shared with you, you become the expert, and thus it becomes your responsibility to lead and make adjustments in your dialogue that will produce a positive experience for all involved. Please look for more tips on other videos and audios. Thank you for listening.